At a ceremony held ahead of the public opening of the park, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon laid a wreath in tribute to former American President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. No single person, he said, had been more instrumental in the founding of the United Nations.
He had a vision. He helped develop the plans. He even gave us our name, the United Nations. He did not live long enough to see the United Nations come to pass. Yet his words guide us every day as we seek to advance peace and security, promote development, and uphold human rights around the world.
Four Freedoms Park is located on an island in New York City's East River, a stone's throw from the United Nations headquarters. The park's name comes from a speech given by President Roosevelt in 1941. In it, he articulated a world founded on four freedoms: freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Mr. Ban said these ideals still resonate with people around the globe.
President Roosevelt was driven by a global vision. He understood that individuals' dreams were not restricted by that individual's passport. He knew that aspirations could not be confined to national borders. And he believed deeply that leaders everywhere must help people everywhere live those dreams. Nothing speaks to that conviction more than the four freedoms.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt first became president in 1932, and he led the United States through the Great Depression and the Second World War. He was elected three more times, but died in April 1945, just months before the founding of the United Nations on the 24th of October of that year. The idea for Four Freedoms Park was first floated in the late 1960s, but it took nearly four decades to become a reality. Anna Roosevelt, the former president's granddaughter, wants visitors to the park to remember his legacy.
My grandfather really didn't want memorials. He wanted change. He wanted the people to hold this in their hearts. But I think if he were here today, he would see how important these visual cues are to help us remember of what we need to aspire to, what we can all do every day, whether on a small stage or a large stage.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me.
A monumental bust of President Roosevelt's head sits at the tip of Four Freedoms Park, the closest point to the United Nations. This, according to the Secretary General, will serve as a reminder of the bond between the former leader and the organization he named. Deanne Penn, United Nations.
Birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?